From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump made several phone calls to world leaders Friday, most notably to Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. That's a move that breaks decades of policy and could risk raising tensions with China even before Trump takes office. The call is believed to be the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979. Washington has pursued a so-called one-China policy since then, when it shifted diplomatic recognition of China from the government in Taiwan to Beijing. Under that policy, the U.S. recognizes Beijing as representing China but retains unofficial ties with Taiwan. Trump also talked by phone with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. He also promised to have most of his cabinet posts filled by next week, calling his nominees tremendous people. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has asked his state's Supreme Court to stop a vote recount there because the party requesting it had no chance of winning the election. Schuette argues that the Green Party and its candidate Jill Stein could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent that the miscounting of votes could have caused her to lose. Stein won only about 1% of the vote in Michigan. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit Thursday, which contends the recount there threatens due process rights of those who voted for Trump. A similar legal action is going on in Pennsylvania. This is VOA News.